No. Mm-hmm. Hello, 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 hello. This is the Quentin and Maya Show, Quentin Maya Live. My name is Quentin Cullins.
And my name is Maya Cullins.
Good evening, everybody. We hope everybody is having a great Thursday. We out here today. Excuse me. Out here today. Last week, we covered a pretty pressing topic last week. And today, we're going to switch it up a little bit because I think it's very, very, very interesting that we cover this particular topic. And it's crazy how the topic came up, but we'll cover that in a few minutes. If you want to call in, dial 657-383-0646. Again, 657-383-0646. Today we're going to talk about a topic, Ms. Maya. The topic is, when is it time to hang up the rings?
Okay, so it's basically, we're talking about today, when is enough enough? When you are in a relationship, and we're talking about marriage, obviously, tonight.
Yeah.
With knowing when to cut it off.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead. I want to hear your take on this.
Ms. Maya, love me, take the lead. Look
I
at
do,
it.
I do.
Always love me, take the lead. Jeez. Okay, well, one of the things is, deal breaker, you know, because when is enough enough? When is enough enough? What is it the time to call it quits? When is it like, hey, I am tired of your tail. it is over. I mean, when is it time? When is it time to say, dude, bye?
Okay,
you know?
So I know we talked earlier.
Or a female bye. Excuse me. I'm both ways.
Right. And I know we talked earlier about this in our office, and we were talking about, you know, do women fall in and out of love with their spouse and vice versa, men too. And we all agreed that it happens. You know, you fall in and out of love with the man or the woman that you love. I know some people, especially old school and individuals that have been married for years, may say they disagree. But the purpose of talking collectively is hearing those things that may not often be said. And I think when an individual fall in and out of love, it may happen. But when they fall out of love is finding out what took them there, what led them there. Because generally, in my opinion, when we discussed earlier, when it happens, other things happen in a relationship that ultimately leads to separation and divorce. And I know earlier you were going to mention some things about what are those things that usually lead to separation or divorce.
Oh man, it's a number of things. I was jotting them down. Infidelity, finances, communication, a love child,
mm-hmm.
Abuse, outside influences, friends, career. These are things that can really like make it be enough is enough. You know, I'm tired of your tail.
Okay, so in reference to some of the things that he just stated, I know one of my biggest things, and I do a self-reflection when I do different things or talk about different things on myself, because I'm not perfect by all means, but I look at it from a standpoint of being that I've been married since I was 19 and we've been together for
A number of years.
And we next month will actually make our 12-year anniversary.
Absolutely.
So for me, one of my initial struggles was career. You know, luckily, my husband and I, we work in the same field. So we are together predominantly most of the time because of the career that we both have fell in love with and constantly drew a passion for. However, you're always going to have that one person in a relationship that their drive is a little bit faster, a little bit stronger, and maybe a little bit more dominant than the other person. And that's just me and my relationship with my husband. Not that he does anything less, so he doesn't do enough of. But I think career was one of the biggest things. You know, when I went to school to get my degrees, and now I'm enrolled to get my PhD, I took some time off and now I'm back doing it again. I think that can be a struggle because that's time away. But I want you guys to understand that when you take that time away, even if it's to better yourself within your relationship, within your marriage, within your career, that the opposite individual should not be intimidated by it. If I could be transparent, I do know that it has been cases prior to or earlier in our marriage when we were less mature as we are now, when it was conflict about, you know, one individual making more money or one individual spending a lot of time away from home. And, you know, my husband, in his mind, or, you know, he feels like my investor gifts all here. Now, granted, I get it. You know, I understand it. And I had to do what I did because I've learned a lot along the way, meaning that not only did I invest everything into our agency, I also invested in other people.
Yeah.
And the return was much greater. I'm going to give you a prime example. And I'm still on, you know, when to hang up the ring and the career thing. And I'm basically lurking on that one because that one means something more to me than any of the other ones as far as finances, infidelity, and all of that. This means more. It's a career. Anybody that knows me, I am business all day. Outside of business, I'm who I am. But that's one of the greatest things that I instill in my kids and that I believe in. Bo, go ahead. I know you see one of me.
Call us, 657-383-0646. Again, 657-383-0646. Call in. Give us your intake on a topic that we're covering tonight. When is it time to hang up the rings? When is it time to hang up the rings? 657-383-0646. We are on live with Facebook and also with Periscope. Periscope is up under me at Quentin Cullens, and also with my Facebook page, Quentin Cullens. Okay, so as you was continuing to talk about career, you're very passionate about career. That's one thing that I loved about you is your drive, your drive to want better, want more. So continue to talk more about that.
In reference to what I was saying in reference to my career now, granted, it is true. You know, when you do your career, you get into the groove of what you have a desire, or drive to go after is a phenomenal thing. But when I was younger, within, you know, in my 20s, I was very headstrong. You know, in my mind, I wanted to go after everything that I possibly can. Now, granted, that is okay. But I don't want you ladies or men that feel that career is everything to lose focus. Because I do understand that when whatever God gives, he can take away. Whatever God gives, then it's for you. And you got to learn how to master those things that he gives you, which is the talents and the different gifts that you have, and we all have it. Mm-hmm. But it's very essential that it's done in order. So in other words, for me, you know, God, which he comes first, my husband and so forth, I have to learn how to have a balance. And that is one of the key things that I want to talk about in reference to hanging up the ring, because it leads to that when there's no balance. It can possibly lead to that. Not only does it lead to that, what are the other things you said that you mentioned? Infidelity.
Infidelity. We're talking about infidelity, finances, communications, love child, outside influence, abuse, friends.
Now, I will tell you this. The love child we talked about prior to, earlier today, that is a deal breaker. You know, for each his own. Now, I know, and Quinn, you can help me out. What is your deal breaker? Because for me, I don't think I can do that. But, you know, it's easy to say what you think you can't do.
Deal breaker for me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I thank God I got the Lord on my side. Deal breaker for me, cheat on me. You cheat on me. That may be the deal breaker, you know.
Okay.
Infidelity. But, see, you really can't even say that because we can say that now. that, okay, cheating would be that, or this would be that. But we would never know until that actually happens. You know, we would never know whenever until that actually happens. So right now, yeah, I say infidelity. If you cheat on me, deuces, you know. But whenever it happened, I don't know, because when you got so much time invested and you done become that one particular person. I know one of our viewers posted Matthew 19 and 6, if I'm not mistaken, talking about being one flesh. Whenever we when we convey away from our parents and we find our significant other, we become one. So
and that is so true. When you say when it is time to hang up the ring, I'm just gonna be honest with you. We have been through some trying times in our relationships, and things have not always been perfect. Now, we don't have to put on a front. We don't have to go on Facebook and we don't have to say this is happening in our marriage and this is happening, because it's not nobody's business. And nobody has a heaven and hell to put you in. However, if you know who your source is and where your strengths come from, that is who you seek when you get into difficult situations, when finances, infidelity, career issues, because believe it or not, if it's not for him, or if it wasn't for him, which is our almighty God, Heavenly Father, then I can tell you now, nothing will stand.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because he is our foundation. And if me and Quentin be honest and reflect back over our marriage over the course of the years, the most struggle.
That's when we didn't have God
and
first.
And that's when we didn't put him first.
Absolutely.
And when we put him first, I think we can fight through war, knock down barriers, think on a whole nother level.
Move mountains, man. We will move mountains with Jesus ahead of us. Yeah. I'm going to tell you that now.
So it is very, like, you know, you could take it for what it's worth. I'm just going to tell you what works for me. And, you know, I talk to females and I, you know, my hairdressers and different people about life and my situation. Because I'm okay with it. You know, this is my life. This is my story. This happened to me. This is what I dealt with. But the key is, how do you stick together after it all? And that is much prayer.
Much prayer.
Better, and finding out what's the underlying problem. Like I asked Quinn, you know, what led you to feel a certain way about me? And he'll say X, Y, whatever that may be. And I'm going to take it one more step deeper with talking about what it is to hang up the ring. Can you give me one scenario in our relationship that is like a pet peeve for you, or don't do that.
Oh, okay.
Not necessarily hanging up, you know, walking away. But yeah. What bothers me? Yeah, yeah.
I'm a neat freak.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big neat freak. So, you know, when things are out of order, that's what's a pet peeve for me. You know, I like order. I do. I like order. So when I don't have order, that really irritates me. So,
okay. So what do you do so that won't be a pet peeve or something that irritates you?
I talk about it.
You talk about it.
I have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that early in marriage. I did not know that early in marriage, because every time when we first got married, people would sit there and say, communicate. Make sure you communicate. And because these people had been married like, you know, 19, 20 years, he's like, I'd be like, how, what kept y'all together? It's like, we always communicate. We always talk. So us being able to sit down and talk as we grow together, as we've been together, at first we didn't. I'll be honest. Did we?
Mm-hmm.
Did we talk like that?
Mm-hmm.
Busy with careers, kids, but
time
is of the essence. And, you know,
man,
we
didn't have it.
Communication is the key, man. I promise you that. You talk to your spouse, because, you know, we have other things. You know, would you stay with your spouse if he broke that deal breaker? He hit that deal breaker. Would you stay? And I speak for myself. I don't know, because just like I said before, we never know unless we're in that situation.
I will say, without saying too much, because we're writing a book about it, so I won't put too much out there. But I will say one of the I will say one of the things that he mentioned we dealt with, and that was one of the deal breakers that we both said, I'm not dealing with that. If that happens, you know, this is going to be this and that's going to be that. But believe it or not, it brought us closer together. Yeah. Not only did it bring us closer together, it allowed us to say, hey, it can go there. And I neglected you in this area, and forgive me. And vice versa. Maya, I neglected you in that area, forgive me. Teach me how to love you. How many times have y'all been in a relationship and that person is no longer the person that you initially met?
Yeah.
So you say, well, this ain't the person that I know. This ain't the person that I met 10 years ago or 5 years ago. Baby, I'm going to tell you, if that individual is the same person that you met 5 and 10 years ago, please tell me what kind of man or woman will want somebody that is the same way. That means they ain't grown.
That's right.
They have not grown. And anybody that wants to keep a person in that place of being the same and not changing, you putting them in a box. Baby, yeah. You got to flourish. You got to learn life. You got to mature. That's just like when you become saved and you become a Christian and you learning the word. You know, you shouldn't be that same person from day one that you are 30 years from then.
That's true.
Something ain't clicking.
You're absolutely
Something's
right.
not working.
Something that, you know, I had this one thing on our show. People can, y'all could go on our Blog Talk Radio on our actual thing and see what notes I put in. But it traditional relationship versus modern day relationship.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? I grew up in a household of traditional. I spoke about that the past couple of weeks about, but now we're in modern day, like. You see a lot of weird things now. So you grew up in a traditional household. I grew up in a traditional household. How are they different? Let's speak about that. How are they different? I could speak from the traditional. Can you speak on the modern?
Yeah, but you know, I understand the tradition and modern, but to be honest, it doesn't matter what kind of relationship you have. If you don't have some of the key elements, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't want to get the viewers hooked on, you know, this way or that way. I want them to get to the root of the problem. I want them to get to, how can I save my relationship? How can you love me on a level that does not require you to put your hands on me physically, you can touch me in every part of my body, meaning spiritually, mentally, emotionally. That is what I hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we grow up and we see our grandparents and a lot of people that stay married for years. And we ask ourselves, that's just in the old days. That's not common now. So I will touch on that. It's not common. But y'all got to understand, you got to be that rare jewel, that individual that when you in a relationship, you in it ride or die. And you teach that. You tell that you can't
teach me how to love you, baby.
Yeah, you can't expect to know everything.
I
but
know that's
one good
right.
thing about it, have somebody that is enlightening, that's intriguing, that's gonna challenge you. And if that's not what you want, then it's somebody for everybody. But I guarantee you, if you don't get somebody that is a constant revolving door, either one, you in denial that you have it and you just being in denial and just saying that you got this perfect relationship. Or for two, you have it and you complaining because you don't know how to deal with it. So what we're going to do as the weeks go on, we're going to teach you guys from our experience how to deal with certain things that pertains to a relationship and making your spouse and your friend and your lover and whoever the individual is that you deal with, how you teach them and show them. And sometimes you don't have to verbally teach them because men don't listen all the time.
I can attest to that.
Mm-hmm.
Because as men, I mean, come on, men. I have to speak. You might not like me for it, but I'm going to tell the truth. Us telling a woman how to love us, is that us? We're not going to do that. It's too much pride or whatever. Teach me how to love you. Like, for you to sit there and say that because you tell me all the time, like, you know, you must not know me or things like this, you know, like if you knew that about me, long as we've been together, you know, teach. I want you to know how to love me, because if you don't know emotionally where I'm at now, because I've changed over the years, just like
mm-hmm.
you changed over years, how can we continue to rekindle the fire and
mm-hmm.
make sure that it burns? You know what I'm saying?
I would say keep it exciting.
always gotta keep just you gotta like, keep it different.
Just like I mentioned earlier about the careers, you always gonna have someone that's a little bit more dominant. Doesn't mean that the other person lacks thereof. It's just you got two different personalities, two different people, and y'all balance each other out. That same excitement and whatever your strength is, and vice versa, he is like Quentin is more of he likes to cater and he likes certain things. For me, I may not be the catering type, but I make sure that I'm gonna keep it sexy, I'm gonna keep it different, I'm gonna keep it spontaneous. You know, I'm gonna do it, but I'm gonna do it in my own form. So it's not a book.
You know the most. You know the reason why I cater so much, because I never saw it in my household. I never saw it in my household.
Mm-hmm.
So the things that I was not seeing at home, and I saw like on TV, because we grew up on TV, and I was one of those kids sitting on the couch with my mom, and I watched soap operas. So I saw how men was showing their love to the women, and the women was like, amused about it and excited about it. So I always wanted that moment where I can make the lady that I made mine feel so important. And it don't have to always be gifts. It could be what you talk about, spontaneous acts. That's big for me.
I like it.
You do something spontaneous with me. Woo! Oh, man, I have a moment.
You tripping.
I'm trying to tell you, Lord, this box start growing hair. But, I'm just saying, man, I mean, what you see, why I do the things I do is because some things I did not see at home.
Mm-hmm.
And things I wanted in my home, because some of the people that I grew up with, they had. So I would go make sure that I had that, because sometimes my wife has always told me that I can be somewhat controlling.
Mm-hmm. That's another topic for another day.
Another day.
But I will tell you, in the Word, in the Bible, it talks about how a man should treat his wife and vice versa. Yes. So when I get upset, you know how ladies, you submit to your man or to your husband, sometimes when you get to that point and they get on your last nerve, you want to pick and choose different things that you will basically follow.
Yeah.
But to be honest, it will eat that other individual, your husband or wife, whichever one it applies to, it will eat them up to the core if you will continue to just stick by their word, stay faithful, stay prayed up, and do not allow everything to bother you. And I do that now. My husband, Quinn looks at me and be like, what's wrong with you? Because I'm not reacting the way that I used to. But again, you're supposed to grow and change for the better.
Mm-hmm.
So certain things that he may say, I listen, but it doesn't require a response or argument. And if I'm wrong, you got to understand, and I'm just, because I know we got to wrap up, that when you are with an individual and you are blessed to have a marriage, a unity like this, use it to your advantage, because if nobody gonna tell you the honest God truth, it's gonna be your other significant other.
I'm telling you.
It's good, bad, ugly.
You speaking some good stuff.
And if that person does not tell you, Maya, you gotta calm it down, you can't do this and you can't do that, and they don't tell you this, and they your yes person, you don't need them, because anybody that cares enough to hurt your feelings on the truth so that you can do better than allow you to get yourself in some mess that you can't get rid of.
Right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I think we need to stay here for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
We need to stay here for a couple of weeks. I think we need to, because I got a lot of things that I want to give out, because we have a lot of listeners. We got a lot of people watching us live stream, and they're giving us stuff. You know, people are speaking. One lady's talking about touch me, teach me how to love you. She really loved that. You know what I'm saying? People are loving the stuff that we give. I mean, give us your feedback. That helps us out a whole lot, because I want to really dive in this, because there's a lot of people that are afraid of commitment. A lot of people are afraid of commitment, and a lot of people do not know how to keep a relationship going or how to sustain a relationship. It's not easy.
Oh, no.
By enemy, it is not easy. But if we can give you some advice, we have people call in from, if they are in relationship, they have been in relationships, to give us their perspective, I think that'll be very key. I think that'd be very key.
Mm-hmm.
We know that God, we've learned, and we just speak it from our experience, without God in our life, I have to speak that, whether if you're religious or you're not. God keeps us strong. Mm-hmm. It keeps my family grounded. Mm-hmm. It keeps my marriage mended together.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God every single day. And I get emotional about it because if it had not been for God being on my side in some instances and throughout my relationship with my wife, where would I be? Where would I be? Where would I be? I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, people are afraid to speak the things, be transparent about their relationship. You need to talk those things. Speak to your significant other. Speak to your partner. Talk to them. Let them know how you feel. Because how are they ever going to know how to love you? How are they ever going to know that you get that what they're doing is getting on your nerves? How?
Right.
You know?
And I'm going to close it up by saying, get away from the safe zone. A lot of times in relationships, individuals want to be on that safe zone and be in stagnation in their relationships. And you can check yourself. If you are that individual that likes to be safe at work, don't like to do nothing more, nothing less, you're in a safe zone. If in your relationship, when things that you don't like or you disagree with, you rather not say or you continue to deal with the same problems, that's a good one. You in that safe zone. Or if you're still dealing with the same problems you dealt with a year ago and there's no growth and you still fussing about the same thing, y'all are in that safe zone. So understand, when much is given, much is required. So for me and my house, when I go higher back to my career, when I go higher back to my gifts and talents and his gifts and talents, we fear nothing because we know who keeps us. So we are always challenging and hitting that zone because I refuse to be in a safe zone. And ladies and gentlemen, before we leave on tonight, if you're married in a relationship, try speaking life. Because it's a lot of times that my husband can be driving down a road and something would hit my spirit. And I would turn to you and I would say,
Baby,
you are going to be such a powerful, you already a powerful, you know, man, a mighty man of God. But you have so many great gifts. And I'm speaking it to you now. You have so many great gifts and so many people that need to hear your voice. You are a leader. You are a born leader. You know, it's in you. I want you to get that spirit of boldness and be distinguished because you already have it. And see, those are the type of things that when you're in a relationship, you look your man, woman, in the face and you speak life in them. You pour life in them. And just like you got to stay in your word every day and read and be prayed up, is the same way with your relationship. Take 5 minutes out and say, you know what? Today was a great day. I enjoyed you today.
Yes.
Tomorrow is going to be even better. And believe it or not, what you speak, what you think, what you feel, it begins to manifest. And when it does, things start shifting and happening. I mean, I could be in my sleep, and I can't even sleep throughout the whole night sometimes. And I'll get up and I'll go back to sleep. But I could be in my sleep, and something can be so heavy on me. I mean, ideas. Visions and all these different things. And I just get up and I just start writing. And then you'd be surprised if I tell you some of the stories of what I envisioned and I did literally less than 3 years ago, where it has got me today. Through dedication, being submissive, being, you know, loyal and faithful and doing all those things. But we thank y'all for tuning in tonight. We will see you on next Thursday.
Yes. Hey, remember, man, God is everything. Without God, what do you got? Huh? What do you have? What do you have? Next week, we're gonna continue this. We're going to continue this for the next couple of weeks. I think we're on something. We're on something right now.
Mm-hmm.
Check us out. Quentin Amaya Live next Thursday, 7 p.m. Log in. Facebook Live, Periscope. 657-383-0646. Lock that number in. Call in. Give us your feedback. Love you. See you next week. God bless.
God bless you.
How many views do we have? Look at that. See how many. Look on that. It'll tell you how many views we have.
36.
That's pretty good. I know we had like 3.
Cam is here.
My field comments.
Okay, I need to watch your column.
You ready to go home so you can do your work? Or you gonna do it here?
I'm going to do it here real quick.
Again, 657-383-0646.